that all together, all our work, both towards friends and towards the world, we could say, and towards everything that's outside of us, and towards the Creator, all has to do with spiritual work. And we need to each time arrange these orders within reason, above reason, and what helps if towards a friend within reason is more important, whereas then towards the Creator as a jumping board to reach the Creator, and therefore it's more important from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, or that the Creator has to be as the goal always, and we need to connect first to Him in some way, and then through that to the friends. Each time a person has such questions, and he transfers the importance from the Creator to the society, from the society to the Creator, and certainly this is something that he does, seemingly, as these are not exercises that the Creator does for him. And thus he changes himself from day to day, even several times a day. It happens to him that he doesn't know where he is relative to the friends, relative to the Creator. And he needs to accept these things as coming from above, these conditions, so that he will decide, define his attitude towards this. And the main thing is the frequency of these scrutinies. It's not the scrutinies themselves, because he doesn't know that. On one hand, he operates according to his will to receive that the Creator awakens his ego. On the other hand, the things that are revealed in that will to receive in his ego. And then it turns out for the benefit of myself or the society or the Creator, and who's important more or less, as he's discerning all these things all along the way. But what he does need to be concerned with is that these things will come in an intensity and frequency that is as high as possible, because that's what his force and pace of advancement depends upon. And he will be able to come faster to the degrees of faith above reason. In a simple way, I'm always asked how to translate, how to understand what faith above reason is. Well, let's say that it's the importance of the Creator is more important to me than my own importance. And that anywhere, any place, no matter what, I want the benefit to be
making concessions and self-love. What are those concessions and what is self-love?
That's what I just said now, that in every action that you do, do you feel how much this calculation you're doing will be for the benefit of the Creator or yourself? Do you think about yourself and what you will have from it? Or are you only thinking of the benefit of the Creator? It's like you're in His field. If you're dividing all the field of life that you have into two fields, is it all the field of the Creator, and you're only doing it for His benefit in every thought, in every action, and you're truly already in adhesion to Him?
Right now the situation is that we're working kind of in hindsight. You suddenly realize that you fell into a state of self-love. How do you make the frequency of those scrutinies higher?
This is only through the efforts that you, by the society, you do this way. Each helps the other. You help one another all the time to be in this, to remind each other of this, of this work. That each time and every action and thought, you have to join into it the intention for the benefit of the Creator. This is how you raise yourself each time. There you go. And in faith above reason, I don't know what it is towards the Creator, because the Creator is concealed and it's hard for me to examine myself. But I do this towards the friends, as the friends are before my eyes. That's why the Creator shattered the Kli of Adam HaRishon and gave us the opportunity to work in such a way with us ourselves for the time being, so that we won't err. So if I do for the benefit of the friends for the ten, and it's very difficult, it's impossible to imagine how hard this is if I truly engage in this, and each time it's the burdening of the heart is greater, and the disregard of the friends is greater, and I want to kill them, and so on and so forth. But do I, in this, engage in a sign that I would prefer the benefit of the society, the benefit of the friends, relative to my self-benefit, and invest myself, and want to be and feel resistance, and despite that I don't leave? Then by that, I do scrutinies upon my kelim, and from the love of the created beings, I then move to the love of the Creator. Just like we read from Rabash, that the main thing is the love of friends, since this is a springboard to the love of the Creator. What do I need to love them for? Other than, because by that I raise myself above my ego and begin to work in order to bestow. By that I emerge to a higher degree, to the upper world. I become similar to the Creator and truly begin to bestow. And in order to bestow becomes the goal for me. I want to live in this and not think about myself at all. As much as I can nullify myself more and more, in actions towards friends and the Creator. And this is the means by which I will feel myself living in the upper world, the world of giving and bestow. If you were to tell me, what's this for? What do I need this for? And then it depends on what state I'm in. If I'm in a state like a regular person, then he's not allowed to say this, because he won't understand what we're doing. It's something it's a deed that is unrealistic, illogical. For what would one live one's life as if you're bestowing to everyone, giving yourself to everyone? Like it's written there, leaving his home, the world, and everything, and gives himself without knowing for what. That's how it appears to people. So we need to understand that slowly, slowly, this feeling is opened for a person, this understanding, and not to everyone, but to the extent in which one feels that he can't without it. Here there's a certain filter that scrutinizes spiritually to whom each belongs. And then one feels that he's divided in his business in this world, and his engagements with his family and all the other things, and his engagement in the society, and his engagement with the Creator.
Балтия.
Да. Чтобы предъявить желание Творца, обязано ли оно отличаться от моего желания? Как определить, когда мои желания становятся как желания Творца?
How do you determine when my desires are like the Creator's desires?
Они ло доэк,
I don't worry that my desires will be like the desires of the Creator. Say we couldn't, I couldn't possibly compare between them, but I want to do it all for the benefit of the Creator. That's more convenient for us to scrutinize and sort the desires and thoughts of ours. I want to do it all for His benefit, period. That I am fully in His field, on His part of the field.
I asked it many times already, how to enter the 10 with equivalence of with a goal, which is from love of others to love of the Creator. How do I come in it with equivalence?
How can you already enter in equivalence? How would you prepare yourself with such an entrance? Do you have an additional society where you prepare yourself? You can't prepare yourself unless it's in the society, if not in the relations that you examine and see how you relate to everyone, whether it's in equality or not, whether you're measuring them all as precious, as becoming parts of your soul. There's a stage here that is very special, a stage of friendship, a stage of mutual support, a stage of assistance, and this is how we advance more and more, being closer. All of a sudden you see that they're important to you because between you there's something common. Something begins to be that's not attributed with anyone, but it's to all of you. It's like you bought a new car between you, all of you. You collected money, meaning you invested, and you bought something common, in which each and everyone has a part, and all of you together. So there's something that has to do with each and every one, and let's say that part, that object that you bought, that belongs to everyone. So you start to feel that you have something that belongs between everyone, binds between everyone, and binds between everyone could also be that it connects you to the Creator. This car that you bought also belongs to the Creator. The Creator doesn't relate to anyone. He creates, He relates to the car that you bought and built and made. The Creator relates to it, and through that you relate to the Creator. Then the group becomes something that exists outside of you in the form of, let's say, a car. Well, I don't know how to say this. Take another example that you prepared. Now, that's it. So you have now something common. And specifically, this common thing has to do with your connection with the Creator. Then you begin to be concerned with this common connection and making it stronger and more valuable to you, and to present it to the Creator and maintain that connection with the Creator all the time.
You talked about the preparation for it. You said that there has to be preparation for it. What preparation can we do for it?
It's all written. I don't know where to start. It's written for you in many articles. You need to move it to practice. There's not much you can do here. It's all from your deeds. We know you. There's no one wiser than the experienced. You need to try all these states and then discover that this is how it's done. This is how something new is born.
Yes, a question from a friend. In what exactly should one see one's friend as great? What should I focus my attention on?
I want to see the friends great as they're aimed with all their forces, trying to hold on to the society, to cause connection in the society, and through the society bring forth connection with the Creator. And even if he's not so successful at this, I need to see that it's not correct, but that he's doing it with all his might, just that the Creator is not enabling him more than this for the time being to effort. But on his behalf, he's doing it with all his...
I can direct myself directly to him only in the society. When I look at the friends and I see them as one, and if I'm included in this one, to the extent that I'm included in them, I go straight to the Creator. Moscow 7.
If I don't see in my friend what I should see, and I see it's all corrupted, what do I need to ask exactly for him to correct me, to give me the force of faith?
I ask the Creator toward the friends only the quality of submission, to submit myself, to lower myself before the friend.
Good morning. What is the annulment of the ten to the Creator?
The ten's annulment before the Creator is like a person before the ten. Moscow 7. Moscow 7.
Вопрос от товарища. Должен ли человек показывать товарищам, что он большой?
Should a person show his friends that he's great in order to help them reach faith above reason?
Yes, we need this and we need new states and we need to show it. But the main thing is to show his warm attitude towards society. That it's the main thing. There are people that can express themselves better, and there's people that can express themselves less. For instance, I can't, according to my nature, to burst and explode before everyone on how much I love them, how I'm concerned in words or in external expression. I can't. And as much as I try, it'll look artificial. And there's people who do it without any efforts, on purpose, with a deep intention. So we have these and those, and afterwards we learn it, that when we know the people as much as they're in this, sometimes there's a person who can't even express a few words on the outside, that we'll even recognize him as a
כל כך
that he's so concerned of society. And there are others. We still need to think and consider.
One and the same.
What he writes is very difficult, that humanity won't stop suffering. Won't stop suffering. Unless everybody will be under the upper force. That they'll exchange their egoistic power for the power of the Creator. How can that be if all of humanity, the miserable and poor humanity, but because you reach some kind of connection in humanity, even by blows, that they feel themselves in a system where we're all interconnected in some kind of way, all those parts that are connected to the Creator will be able to connect between the Creator through them to all of humanity, to be as a conduit, as we learn, as a pipeline from the Arvut article, and that we must be that conduit, that transmitter, that towards, from us, the knowledge and the feeling, the method, that not only how to be connected between us at times of trouble when we feel bad, but how we can also be connected to the source of good that is doing this bow to us, not upon us, but on our ego, in order that by that he is helping us disconnect from our ego and come close to him. And this whole method is what we need to implement on ourselves and afterwards pass us to humanity. As we don't even need to explain that. What does happen, that an accumulative process in the souls is taking place, that they're included in the soul of Adam Rishon. That's why in the process of history, as you're saying, the accumulating process from problems and troubles, we're reaching a state of the last generation. In the last generations that we're in, we first need to agree that we're in one human integral system, that we are all part of humanity, not nations, but one humanity. And we see how the world is getting mixed and black, white, red, yellow, doesn't matter. Everybody's mixed up together. And in the last generation, we're going to need to reach a state that we will all have to accept humanity as one system. And we will need to start seeing ourselves that if I want, even for my own egoistic benefit, I have to be What do I get? You're telling me that I'm rejecting. What am I rejecting? What did I receive that I can reject?
The pleasures you reject.
What pleasures? Can you explain a bit more?
Your whole life.
That's Tzimtzum Aleph?
Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, is considered, it's best if you do it this way. Yes, Tzimtzum Aleph. It's called Tzimtzum Aleph when I decide that my whole life are only for the sake of humanity and the Creator.
So what's Tzimtzum Dalet?
What is Tzimtzum Dalet?
What do you do in Tzimtzum Dalet?
Except for Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, within the first restriction, we have one more additional restriction. It's called an additional restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. There is no such a thing, Tzimtzum Dalet. Because all we have is two forces, two restrictions, over the force of bestowal, over the light of Chokhmah, and the light of Chassadim.
Okay.
Think about it. We'll soon go back to you. In the meantime, Kiev, Vlad.
Yeah, dear Rav, from what you just drew now, that we need to reject my whole life. So, the direct light that comes is that every thought, every desire, and then I have to disconnect or connect through the Ten with the Creator and do that scrutiny. How do I devote my entire self to...
It's all correct. If, besides me and the Creator, there is nothing in creation, all of the rest, it seems to exist, like my friends, my group, humanity, in general, my whole life is only what I depict between me and the Creator. Even my life. It just seems to me to be this way. It's a picture. It's this form I have in my brains that this is the way I feel it. That's how I feel myself. So, I should ascribe it entirely. This form, I should ascribe it to the Creator. Just as he dedicates the entire creation for me, when I have to say that the whole world is created for my sake, and I have to serve my Creator. And I have to organize the connection between us in a way that all the things I now see in this world, and I can imagine to myself in general, it's all gone. Gradually it vanishes. That's why this world, what we feel now, is called an imaginary world. Because it becomes a system of connection between me and the Creator. And here, human beings and everything that seems to us, and it all becomes strings of connection between.
Rav, where does the masach come from, that the force that lets you push the light?
The masach is built in us by the light that reforms. That's how the masach is built. However, how is it built? By me working in my society with my friends in the group, by learning with a big group, we're drawing the upper light upon us, and bit by bit, a masach is being built in us. We start having new kinds of thoughts, new desires, all kinds of abilities to think this way and that way, things we didn't have in the past. And that's by the to me, go ahead. I hope that you're following what's going on in the world, and you feel what's going on in the world. For us, the main thing is to see one thing: how much the world starts feeling that we're all in one pot. I can't say we're in a system. A system is something that's internally connected, related, these to those. But the fact that we're all put into the pot, and in this pot we're against our desires, we're all being cooked. And what we do with this pot and what's going on here is something real terrible. Soon we're going to see all this wrongdoing humanity is engaged in, pouring the oil to the waters and all these things. Humanity is going crazy. It's going crazy. For us, it's very important to publicize as much as possible the knowledge about the purpose of creation. Why? I'll tell you. Don't think that there is, opposing these billions, there's one force or a few forces. Your force has light in it, an illumination from above. That's why its action is much more than any other action by ordinary people in the world. That's why each one, as much as he can, should take all kinds of materials we have and publish it in all the languages and in all the places. You don't know how much by that you're helping yourselves. And you're also giving contentment.